Welcome to Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for January 13th, 2012. I'm Michael Cavanaugh, and with me here today is Tom Mullooly from Mullooly Asset Management. Tom, we hear so much in December and January each year about a Santa Claus rally and the January effect. What are these?
Well, the Santa Claus rally is something that's been around since the 1960s, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but the period that they're talking about are the last five trading days of the calendar year and the first two trading days of the new year. So this year, this time around, the S&P 500 rose almost 2%, 1.86%, which is a little better than the average rise during this Santa Claus rally time. The average rise is about 1.6% since they started keeping track of this in 1969. And I say they, I mean the Stock Traders Almanac. It's a goofy thing. You know, it's light volume. It's the end of the year. There's a lot of reasons why the market could be going up at this time of year, but it's an interesting phenomenon.
And what about the January effect?
Okay, another old belief on Wall Street is that January sets the tone for the entire year, meaning if the market is up in January, it ought to be a pretty good year. And there's another belief that the first five trading days of January set the tone for the whole month of January and for the rest of the year.
So the first 5 days in 2012 were...
Actually, the first 5 days of trading in 2012 were pretty good. Most of it was the first day of the year, the market, the Dow Jones was up 200 points most of that day. So we did get off to a good start in the first five trading days of the year. But these indicators or these old beliefs, they don't always work. What does work are the patterns that we see emerging on point and figure charts. And actually, the patterns that we're seeing on a lot of U.S. stocks and a lot of large cap stocks are actually pretty good. You see, point and figure charts track supply and demand. If supply and demand work at the food store, if it works at the gas station, why won't supply and demand work on Wall Street? Well, it does. See, these charts, these point and figure charts, track price. They don't track the forecast for the economy or the forecast for earnings or any kind of projections or guesses for the coming year. All these charts do is track the price. They track what's happening right now. Mike, let me ask you a question. If there's enough demand for anything, what happens to the price?
If there's enough demand, I would assume that prices would actually rise.
That's exactly right. Same phenomenon happens with mutual funds and with stocks. If enough people want a particular stock, for whatever the reason, they may have inside information, they may just like the company, or there's some kind of news. Whatever the reason, if there's enough demand, the prices will rise. Now, if there's more selling going on than buying, again, people have lots of reasons to sell. Too much selling creates supply. And if there's too much supply, prices have to fall. That's not my own forecast. That's an economic law. And remember, people vote with their actions, not with their words. So everybody on Wall Street talks a good game, but the action is, what are you really doing? Are you buying? Are you selling? What's going on? So we always caution our clients not to rely on forecasts or old wives' tales or beliefs like the Santa Claus rally or the January effect. Of course, relying on a podcast for investment advice or guidance is really a bad idea. We always urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell any investment. Now, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. We can be reached at 732-223-9000. Or you can find us on the web at mullooly.net. That's M-U-L-L-O-O-L-Y.net. You should also know that none of the investments mentioned in this podcast have been specific recommendations of Mullooly Asset Management, and this podcast is clearly not a solicitation to buy or sell any particular investment. However, if you'd like to see a chart of your favorite stock or one of the mutual funds in your 401k at work, we'd be happy to help you out. Just get in touch with us. Again, you can reach us at 732-223-9000. And make sure to tune in next week to our podcast where we'll take a look at the early winners in 2012. This has been Tom Mullooly, and we'll talk to you again real soon.